Warning, explicit content. Listener discretion is advised. Buckle up.
This just in, breaking news. What? You call this shit news? Uh-oh.
You know, it's fucking warm out today because Olivia Newton-John Bon Jovi here is wearing a tank top and his shoulders are glistening.
Yeah.
It's fucking, like, I don't even believe in God, but it's days like
he doesn't believe it.
No, but it's days like today that I know that God is not love. God's like, you know what? Fuck you, talking monkeys.
Yeah.
Have some of this for a while.
This weather is not made for our build.
No, I got a lot of sweat under my man tits right
now. There's a reason that people
it's not even all my sweat.
There's a reason that people aren't like, oh, Scott, are you Kenyan?
Yeah.
No, okay.
No. It's, yeah, I'm not. This was just a nice reminder today that I made the right choice by leaving Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking earlier about, you know, on my drive here, I pass a place that has rabbits for sale, but they also sell eggs, and they have a new sign up there saying that it said chicken and duck eggs.
Do you think that means that they're warning you that they might be throwing eggs at you? As in, like, duck eggs.
It could be.
All right.
It could be.
I apologize.
I also like that they always have to put fresh. Like, oh, these haven't been sitting around for a while. These recently fell out of a horrible animal for your consumption.
Out of a vaginal canal?
You enjoy eggs.
I do.
Do you like a nice omelet?
So much.
Interesting. Now, like all recipes that have eggs in them, it sort of presupposes that you're using chicken eggs. Could you substitute like duck eggs or quail eggs?
I haven't had duck eggs specifically, but to my understanding, they're like just richer flavored. Kind of like a darker yolk.
Like just like eating duck meat is like
greasier
and yeah.
I like my abortions tossed with a variety of vegetables and meats.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you think like could you make an omelet with snake eggs?
I'd certainly be willing to try it.
What about platypus?
Well,
eggs?
Here's the thing though. I don't think
they give birth to.
They certainly do. But I don't know if it's at what point in the gestation process they lay the eggs.
About a dollar in.
Because they don't procreate in the exact same way that
anything else in the universe does.
Yeah. Well, so like, yeah, if a bird egg never gets inseminated after the fact, it just doesn't have a bird in it. But I don't know if a snake egg would be similar.
Like, I don't think...
I mean, don't get me wrong. You have me now thinking about the possibility of getting my hands and
scrambled python
on some sweet, sweet snake yolk.
Yeah.
Which, that sounds like I want to suck a dick.
Most things that you say sound like that.
Can I get some of your snake yolk?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, you asked me to remind you to tell a tale today. Another Grandpa Don story.
Oh, yeah.
I've been excited about it all
Grandpa
week.
Grandpa Don was talking about, and I can't remember what led up to it. I mean, we say filthy things all the time to each other, but I love it when it's wartime story time, because Grandpa Don fought in the Korean War.
That's how you know someone's old, because like people that fought in the Vietnam War are fairly old now, and the Korean War was a decade before that.
Yeah. He also fought in the Clone Wars alongside General Kenobi. Years ago, he served my father in the Clone. But he was talking, and at this point, Grandpa Don and I have had a plethora of very frank, awful things. Like, if you're listening to this and be like, you guys say awful shit all the time, like, trust me when I say this is actually us holding back.
Yeah.
There's some horrible, horrible things rattling around in my brain. So, I always think it's funny when Grandpa, like, it's very, like, endearing when he tells me something like, you're not going to believe this. I mean, because there are a couple times he's told me stuff that I'm like, huh, that's, you know, I haven't encountered that. But, he was telling me about the time that he was, the one time that this happened to him, and I kind of saw it coming a mile away, but because I get a lot of prostitution stories from Grandpa Don when he was in the service. Yeah. He liked to, keep the working ladies.
He had some extra cash.
Well, and he was he was stationed in a lot of different places, but he was in French Morocco, Casablanca.
Oh.
And he said he was only there for 2 weeks, but he's
it already sounds romantic.
Yeah, he says he went out and him and some fellows went out to pick up some ladies, as he put it. He's like, we had a couple, we had some extra money burning a hole in our pocket, so, you know. And he met this one lady, and when they were talking about what, you know, the transaction, what was going to happen, she happened to explain to him that she was having her womanly time of the month. And he's like, oh, no, never mind. And she's like, no, it's fine. It's fine. And like, she gave him a discount.
Deal.
Yeah. He said it was originally going to be $40, and she said she'd do it for $20.
That seems like a lot in the 50s.
Right.
Huh.
I don't know. But so he said, oh, man, I soldiered through. And then, you know, when I was done, he said he had blood basically from his mid-chest to, you know, almost to his knees. He's like, oh, it took me like 10 minutes to clean up and blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God, that was just horrid. I can't believe that she would let me do that. And I'm like, so what's the thing that I'm not going to believe about? And he's like, no, that, have you ever heard of that before? I'm like, yeah. It's, I was like,
that's how I live my life.
Yeah. I was like, so did you get your Red Wings? Well, there. And he was like, what does that mean? I was like, well, you know, you go down and, you know, get a little iodine taste test. And I explained to him, and he's like, you're not supposed to do that. Like I had crossed the line with Grandpa Don at that point. I was like, it's fine. I was like, it's not, maybe not first date maneuver.
See, I've Red Wings to me has always been having sex with a girl that's on her period.
I've heard that.
I've
too.
Always called what you have done, and I have not, the red badge of courage.
Sure. I could see that.
It takes more courage than throwing your dick in there.
You ever seen, like, it's like whenever you go to Walmart at like 3 a.m. and there's, you know, the hedgehog woman with four podlings in the fucking cart.
Yeah.
And one of them just has his face covered in jam. That's what you end up looking like. I was thinking about this the other day, though, because I was like all the horrible unspeakables that I've, or speakables, I guess, at this point.
It's like, that's how the Joker puts his makeup on.
Yeah, but I was just like, oh, well, it's basically like stuff that other people won't do. I'm like, eh, well, I'll take a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that does taste like a fistful of change.
It does taste like a handrail.
Mostly pennies.
Ugh. Smells a bit of bleach.
Yeah, maybe a buffalo head nickel as well.
A very old one that's been handled by people that don't believe in friggin' hygiene.
The end.
Yeah, the end. Good. I guess not really an experience. I didn't end up with any blood on my face, but it was more just a mild annoyance. I was driving along the other day, and these two fucking jackalopes pulled over, and because there was a business of some sort off to the right and in the parking lot of the business, and I was in slowish traffic, so I got to watch this tale unfold.
Oh, a literal business. I thought you meant two fellas pull over to the side of the road to
open up a lemonade stand
or fornicate a little bit.
Oh, okay, that's
what I thought you meant by business.
No.
They had some business to attend to.
Yeah, no.
There is a letter in your mailbox, sir. Yes.
You've got mail. Mm. No, they pulled over into an actual business of some sort, and there was a Ferrari in the parking lot, and these two assholes proceeded to start posing for pictures with somebody else's car.
Yep.
Why? That makes no fucking sense to me. First of all, everyone that you're going to post that on social media to
knows that not your car.
Exactly. And it just smacks of weird desperation. And if you really are taking the picture to be like, hey, this is a nice car, you could just type that car into Google and see a million photos later down the line if that's what you want to do. It's kind of like if you're at a restaurant and some guy was in there with a very attractive girlfriend. And you're like, can I take a picture with your girlfriend? Because I can't get one like that necessarily. But I'd like to, you know, take a picture with one. It's just very weird. And
is that bad form?
Not when you do it.
Okay.
I will say, on a completely different topic, the last episode that came out as we're sitting here now, it'll be two episodes.
Rogue One.
No, yes.
Which technically not an episode. It takes place right before episode 4. Yeah.
No, the last episode of our show, you discussed your hat size. And that is probably, might be the thing that I've gotten the most like
comments about.
Yes.
Really?
Of all the
horrible. Are people like, there's no way that.
Yes.
We should get a hat measuring
device.
I mean, I can't possibly think of why I would be lying about that.
I don't think people weren't getting in
touch
with
me. Were they thinking I was confused and didn't understand what numbers meant?
No, it was mostly like, holy shit.
Oh. Like, he doesn't know.
You guys must record outside.
Yeah. Because they're like, that took a second. It's not like I went into Lids and I'm like, hey, do you have a hat that fits me? And they're like, I don't know. What size do you wear? And I'm like, I don't know. Grapefruit juice? And they're like, no, what hat size? Oh, sorry. Isosceles. No, like, I knew what I was asking for.
It's just very impressive.
It's the fucking bane of my existence because all I can really wear are like those knit like winter hats.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say about guys with big heads.
Can't find hats that fit them?
Yep.
Yeah.
Real fake news?
All right. The first story we're going to start out with today, there was a kindergarten in China. It was in eastern China, in a place that I can't really pronounce. Tongxiang. That was really good. I'm getting really good with that. The X is pronounced as a sh in China land. But anyway, this teacher was trying to put these kids down for a nap, and the kids didn't want to abide because they're children, and that's how children behave. Pieces of shit.
They're really fucking jerks.
So the teacher pulled out a hypodermic needle and just started jabbing kids.
Where'd she get it? I'm presupposing she's a she.
Actually, I tried to find the name and all that. And
wait, you said this was in China, right?
Yeah.
So he.
Probably. Yeah. The teacher, all it says is the teacher surnamed Shen and never mentions a sex. They're very delicate about it, apparently over there about their gender pronouns. So I don't know if it was a man or a woman, but it was just kicking around. I think they just had it there. It was filled with, what is that shit called? You might, as an artiste, you might be familiar with this. It was filled with, what the fuck, gouache water paint?
Yeah, I just used it for the first time this week, in fact. My friend,
a syringe to stab children or gouache water paint?
Yeah, to, yeah. It's gauche, I believe, it's pronounced. I was gifted some this week, and I did a painting of Harry Dean Stanton. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I stabbed children with that painting.
Exactly. the whole painting. So, yeah, there
he was. I will say he was my favorite part of Red Dawn. Avenge me, boys. Avenge me. You don't know what I'm talking about.
I've seen Red Dawn a really long time ago.
It's everyone in that movie is Martin Sheen's kid.
Okay.
Yeah. And Patrick Swayze.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, fair enough.
It's basically the cast of The Outsiders and the cast of Dirty Dancing and Marty McFly's mom hiding out fighting terrorism in Colorado.
It was. We have a mime in here that likes breasts, apparently.
Biff Tannen was giving thumbs up to Leah Thompson's bosoms.
Okay.
Yep.
Did she show them in that movie?
Nope.
Okay.
She did it in all the right moves, though.
Ooh.
Yep.
How were they? On a scale of 1 to
they were taste. They were about midway between her head and her abdomen. Oh, how, not where.
Yeah.
Apparently, we've turned into Mr. Skin all of a sudden, which is fine.
I think we always knew we would.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mr. Skin, most of the stab wounds were in the children's buttocks.
Well, it's the fleshiest part of the Chinese.
Yeah. The other thing about this story that's drawing some attention other than just stabbing children.
Yeah. Now, was they Zer. God, I'm going back in, like, I'm going to black out from pronouns. Fuck it. It's not even worth it.
Okay.
Keep going.
The other thing that pissed people off was the punishment that he, she, it, we, they received, which was...
Had to be a teacher in China.
Yeah. Had to remain living in China.
Yeah.
Shen was detained for 10 days and fined 500 yuan, which is their monies, which is 73 American dollars, which is not a lot.
No.
I mean, how many teachers in America would go just on a stabbing spree eventually if they could just pay 73 bucks?
Most of them.
And take a 10-day siesta.
This is kind of like, this is bringing up, so I don't normally work Saturdays, and I did a little fill-in session yesterday at the local mall rather than the one that I normally work at, and yep. You know, I had some liquid I no longer wanted in my body, so I decided to dump
jerk
it in
off
this, no, I still wanted that. Okay. No, it was the mellow yellow, and you know, so I went to the bathroom and I'm walking away and they have the Sharps bin there, which, you know, you see it at malls from time to time, but you always see it in airport bathrooms. And I've brought up to people, I'm like, what the fuck is that doing in there? And they're like, well, it's, you know, for people with insulin and blah, blah. I'm like, okay, what do they do with them in the rest of the world? Because there aren't Sharps bins everywhere. Yeah. And I feel like if you have, you know, if you're Wilford Brimley, if you've got the diabetes, yeah, and you do have to do that, you take, like, I feel like you treat the world like a state park. You know, it's a bag and carry your own dirty needles.
Yeah.
What, like, why is it, like...
You pick up after your dog that just shit.
Yeah, like, there is a Sharps bin, clearly, because people are just leaving hypodermic needles for teachers to pick up.
Yeah. And most people these days with the beatus have either retractable syringes or the reusable ones where you hit the button and it pops out and stabs you and then goes back in the sheath.
Well, and
it's like the lightsaber of syringes.
Sure. I also discovered, about 10 years ago, I made a film of a vampire movie, but also involved intravenous drug users in it. And so I had to teach a couple friends, like, how to shoot up, but to actually find, like, syringes to use. Like, you can't just buy syringes. Like, you have to have
you can at Walmart.
Not with needles in them.
Huh. I have a bunch of them at my house.
Well, yeah, but that's because you're a heroin addict.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
and a Chinese school teacher.
Yes.
We finally had someone gave us one, but they pulled the needle part out, which was fine because we didn't need. It just needed to look like, you know, and it was, you know, fairly low resolution, low light that we were shooting in. That took a weird turn.
Yeah, I'll get you some syringes. Don't you worry about it.
Thank you.
Next on the docket. So 17 years ago, roughly, a man in South Africa lost his penis, misplaced it. No, it was a botched circumcision.
Oh, I was going to say, I lost mine once for about 2 hours, and I was like, oh, it's under this gut. There it is. There's that fella.
I thought that was going to be a cold water joke, and you took a turn on me. Mm-hmm. So he has been really waiting, probably more than anybody else on the planet, for science to advance. Mm. And he got the adidectomy surgery.
Yeah.
So he has a dick now, but...
He has a dick again.
Again.
Not his, though.
He was a black man, and the donor...
He probably still is, mostly.
I'd say about 97%.
Yeah.
I don't know. 3% seems like a pretty big dick, I guess. But the donor was white, so he has now a white dick. So he, nobody with pride says, I'm white from the waist down. You know, even white guys will say something along the lines of, I'm black from the waist down. Now he kind of has to, but not for too much longer, because he is getting it tattooed, which probably won't feel great.
Well, I don't think the whole thing about size has a whole lot to do with the color of the skin so much as the size of the dick.
I understand that part. I'm just talking about the stereotypical jokes.
No, I understand. I just... Yeah, to get it tattooed, it has to be erect the whole time. I have a buddy who has a tattoo.
Yeah, we've discussed that. Yeah. He is finally getting to the point. It took 6 months, but he's getting to the point where he can get an erection. He's been peeing standing up now, which is good. And he's very close to, or actually by the end of the article, they say he can make the beast with two backs.
I would feel like,
if you will.
How long did he go sans pee-pee?
17 years.
So the first thing that he wants to do once the shit is up and ready to be used in the field...
is make it sore again?
...is inflict more pain on it.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're going to go that route and get it tattooed, like, fucking pimp my cock. You know, call up Exhibit. He could probably get the day off from his shift at Walmart. You know,
throw TV on it?
Yeah, something. Put fucking rims on that shit. Put some of that under lighting. Yeah, the blue, you know, the bluish green light that comes from underneath. Why not? Now, I wonder if he's going to have like the head tattooed purple or like go crazy and, you know, do like green or something.
I think he's going to go skin color. I would imagine this is...
It's already skin color, just not his skin color.
That's true. I think he's going to go his skin color. Yeah, that had to be terrible. I don't think I would enjoy that. Here's the doctor. What a saint.
Someone needs to tell him that all of him is... He's not actually a black man.
No, that's the doctor.
Okay.
He looks like Louis C.K. without a beard.
And with hair.
Yes, that's
true. And South African.
And less funny, probably. And better at attaching dicks to people.
I don't know. I don't know if Louis C.K. has been put to the test with that.
I'm willing to do it.
I found out today that it only takes 40 pounds of pressure to burst a testy.
Apparently not, because we've done a story about a guy pulling 7 Audis with his testicles.
Yeah, but I don't think that 40 pounds of pressure was applied directly to the test. We, like, that guy's a liar.
So you mean, like, squeezing
he,
it?
He had a white man's testes.
You mean, like, squishing the testy itself like a grape?
Yeah.
That sounds terrible. Why did that information come to you?
I just look up stuff. And a human can produce up to 60 pounds of pressure with their hand. Like, you can squeeze up to 60 pounds of pressure. So you can pop someone's balls in your hand.
Again.
Again. By Menon.
All right. This next story has things in it that look like weird dicks. So I'll read the headline. Yep. Sea cucumber smugglers busted with more than $17 million worth of the delicacy. So I was a scuba diving instructor. I've seen a million sea cucumbers. I didn't know people ate them.
Are those the thing that in one of the Jackass movies where they're like beating them off?
Yes.
Okay.
I've done that as well. If you
beat off in the ocean with Steve-O?
Yeah, I did. No, if you basically jerk off, it looks like a big bloated, fibrous, knotted dick. If you beat it off, white fluid shoots out of it. I don't know what the fluid
is.
It
doesn't actually release, though. It's like still attached to it, and then eventually it retracts it, right?
No.
Much like human semen.
Floats away.
Huh.
As far as I knew, as far as I've done.
I think I need to go to the doctor.
Yeah. So, I didn't know this, but it's... Predictably, where do you think it's a delicacy?
Asialand?
Yeah, yeah. China, yeah. And Hong Kong, which I thought Hong Kong was part of China again.
No, separate.
Okay. So it sells
it's like DC is inside of Maryland, but not actually part of it.
Okay. Yeah. So It sells for as much as $300 a pound. That's
bet you it tastes good. Like shit.
It can't be good. Well, what do you think they think it's good for?
Erectile function?
Yeah, exactly. And other remedies, which is code for just erectile dysfunction, right, and making you be able to fuck better, which seems to be that section of the world's main focus, because they're murdering rhinos and elephants and tigers. And
they fuck a lot. I mean, they have high score on fucking in China.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Between them and India.
If you went to an arcade and there was a game about fucking, they would have the three initials at the top.
I think mostly for quantity, though.
Yeah.
I've never judged their quality.
Any competition that I've ever tried to be part of is all about quantity, not quality.
Yeah, well, those are eating competitions.
Yeah.
I don't know. So it's just, so this was a father and son were bringing this back across the border
from
Mexico, but
into China, because
Mexico into America, into California, but they were by boat.
Are you not allowed to bring sea cucumbers?
No. Not without all. They didn't have like a license. They basically poached them.
Is it because it's fucking disgusting?
Yes. I don't know why. They don't seem very endangered. You'd see them all over the fucking place. I think as long as you have a license to catch them, you can catch them in certain amounts.
Can we apply for one of those licenses?
Sure. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of sea cucumbers around where we live.
In the Lamprey River?
Yeah, no.
There was, however, a crocodile in there, or an alligator, a couple summers ago.
Why?
Somebody let an alligator go in the Lamprey River. They're like,
the fuck did they have an alligator?
I don't know, but they were apparently done with it. And they're like, this kitty is not friendly at all. Let it outside.
It just keeps getting bigger. Yeah, I've swam with alligators. It wasn't my favorite thing to do.
I can't imagine.
I didn't do it like, I didn't want to, but I had to go underwater and fix something so that our boat could leave dry dock, and I got nominated to do it somehow. And if I could look over to the shore on each side, and there was about six visible alligators, and I saw like three or four of them slip into the water, and I was like, cool, I'll be right back. I have never, because I don't do things rapidly. I kind of work at my own pace at all times. As fast as I've ever worked in my life. And there was about 6 inches of visibility in the water, too, so that...
So, by the time you would see a crocodile,
a bit late.
You think you could outswim an alligator?
Nope.
Is it because they're fast as fuck?
Yes. I think I could probably outrun one.
They're pretty... they're pretty fast when they run.
For sure, but I don't think they can take corners very well.
Short distances.
Yeah, I think I'd give it the old shimmy shake. And I'd be pretty motivated.
Can they climb trees?
They certainly can't.
Huh. So they're like me.
Yes. Very good over short distances. Released into the Lamprey River by people that were done with you.
Yeah.
And can't climb trees.
And Paul Hogan made two shitty movies about me in the 80s.
He did.
Yeah.
So Jelly Belly. Are you a jelly bean eater? I don't really enjoy that.
I don't really give a shit either way. Like, I'm not a fan of this particular brand because they think they're all that, to use an old trite
and a bag
expression.
Of chips.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Well, I remember like when Harry Potter 6, The Undiscovered Country or whatever it was, came out, and released all these like different flavors.
They're
like
every flavored beans.
They're like,
some
this one
tasted like boogers and stuff.
Yeah, and this one, you know, this one tasted like Grandpa Don's date, and you know, so on and so forth. And I was like, I don't give a shit. And I will also say, I'm gonna put this on record. If you enjoy black jelly beans, you are of no use to society.
Yeah, they're basically licorice, right?
Yeah, which if you enjoy licorice, how about you go and go fuck yourself?
Yeah. You need to do us a favor and...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fucking... And I know people that use the toothpaste that is anise flavored.
Oh, gross. Oh, that's awful. Is it Tom's of Maine?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom's of Maine toothpaste of all flavors tastes like ground up
I'm gonna
nut
nip
batter.
This endorsement in the bud right now. All Tom's of Maine products, horrible.
Horseshit.
That I did I talk about their deodorant?
Yeah, it's odorizer, right?
Yeah, it's reodorizer. It's not deodorizer. It just makes you smell different. I mean,
differently, shitty. It's like patchouli.
It was intriguing the first time I used it because I was like, why do I smell vagina? And I was like, oh, it's my armpits. That's neat. Yeah.
That's never happened before.
Strong enough for a man, but pH balance for the devil. It was, yeah, fuck. But you've seen the toothpaste, too, that's like charcoal toothpaste now? That's what the anise toothpaste should do. If it tastes like that.
Be burned.
It should turn your mouth black so you learn your fucking lesson. Where do you got a 360? I can't even see what it is to not talk about it. I just see he's fucking
really working on this pantomiming craft.
Super East Kingston brothers over here. Yeah.
So anyway, Jelly Belly, the company that you so don't enjoy, is being sued by a woman claiming she didn't know jelly beans contained sugar. Now, on the face of that headline, you thinking, all right, this woman's a fucking idiot. She is suing for basically no reason, kind of, which happens quite a bit these days. But these are sport beans, energizing jelly beans, which are these right here.
What?
Clinically proven to improve athletic performance. This is a
because there's sugar in them,
for sure. And honestly, on the package itself, it doesn't say sugar. It says carbohydrates, electrolytes, and vitamins. And instead of sugar, it says evaporated cane juice, which is fucking sugar.
Which is sugar.
So she has a bit of a point. You should probably still know that jelly beans have fucking sugar. Just because.
You should also know that jelly beans are never going to better your life.
So. No. Or improve your athletic performance. Nothing that's green apple flavored other than a green apple is going to improve anything in your health life.
Not necessarily. Green apple teenies have helped me get laid a couple times.
That's true. But
so they've improved my life. They've deproved someone else's life.
That's true. And they've made money for the clinic that you had to attend.
That's true. Which is weird because it was a free clinic.
Yeah. Well, you had to drive to get there. I mean, it comes in like fruit punch flavor and all this shit.
Me too.
Yes, you do. Gross.
Bleach is a fruit flavor, right? Trying to make the...
He's saying jizz tastes like bleach.
It certainly smells like it. More tastes like Cool Ranch Doritos. And tapioca.
You love tapioca.
I don't.
We're going to eat that on here at some point.
Whatever. I'm sure at some point we'll eat fire ants.
I hope so. If I can get my hands on some. Mm. So this case hasn't reached its conclusion yet, but sometimes you read something and it sounds a bit more feasible than the headline leads you to believe.
Sure.
Jessica Gomez is the name of the woman suing. California woman, oddly enough. Only in California can they believe that jelly beans make
Jessica
you.
Gomez?
Yes.
Swiss?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah. Very blonde.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's been a lot of things protested lately. A lot in an annoying way. I really don't appreciate people standing in traffic to protest things. I got fucking places to be. Not that I've had to deal with it personally, but I see all these videos of people getting run over.
Right.
Which, that's a bit extreme, but get the fuck out of the way. It's a roadway. People might be going to the hospital or,
right,
you know, don't be a dickhead. But this is my favorite way to protest. Mm. Let me scroll up here. So Lush is a cosmetic brand.
I'm familiar.
Are you?
Yeah, there's a Lush store two doors away from my kiosk.
Oh, did this happen?
Nope. And so, I'm glad it
didn't.
Let
me catch people up that can't see the headline. Lush staff go to work completely naked in protest of excess packaging. So they're saying basically that they're creating too much trash.
Fair, these ladies are not completely naked. They're wearing their work smocks.
They have their apron strategically placed, but that is all they're wearing, apparently.
Yeah.
So continue with what you were going to say.
I'm glad that Lush, where I work, did not partake in this because, so the pictures that are showing here are quite lovely, attractive, heavily tattooed young ladies, which the heavily tattooed is certainly in common with the employees at the store near me.
Not the other bits?
No, most of them basically look like me. Heavily tattooed, husky men.
Yeah.
I mean, they're, I think, technically ladies, but yeah.
I've been saying for years that watch parts come with too much packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start a protest for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even have an apron?
No.
Perfect.
Sometimes I don't even have pants on there.
Good.
It's a kiosk. You don't know what's going on.
So I do really appreciate this. I mean, it's creative.
Where was this that they did this?
They did it at several places. They did it at the Lush store in New York, Boulder, Colorado, Philadelphia.
They make their cosmetics right in the store, which is annoying.
Really?
Yeah, because they make it a big deal about it. Like they're, you know, like they're jacking off pandas or something like that. Like they're like, oh no, we make these right here. These are the freshest cosmetics.
I don't trust anything not made by children in a foreign land.
I feel like
they know their craft.
Oh, who is that in that picture below it? 24, who got ugly as they aged?
Oh God!
Because I was like, yeah.
I don't know. That's one of those clickbait things.
Yeah. Oh, it's gonna be clickbait, all right. So did they get in trouble, or they were like,
no?
So they weren't really protesting. Like, was it something that Lush is like, hey, why don't you come to work without anything on and put the apron on?
I mean, I can't. It doesn't say that any of them were fired or anything along those lines.
Now, let me ask.
There we go.
If you, I guess. Whatever.
It's some butts.
Yeah, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 butts. Gal in the middle is real pale.
Yeah, she is.
I honestly...
She's negative space.
I can't tell if she's wearing white panties or if that is her butt.
I can't.
Like,
either.
For real.
Her S-crack stops very low.
Yeah, that's why I said that. Like, I'm not sure. No, so here's my thought.
She's wearing panties. I just looked closer.
If they're at work...
Yep.
Like that.
Yep.
And you walk in there, and no one is... Like, they're not getting in trouble... Can you then get in trouble for disrobing in the store? Like, what's the legality of that?
Do you have an apron?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay, then go for it, as what far about, as I'm
like,
concerned.
I'll just, like, a fanny pack. I'll put that over. I mean, you know. Oh, yep. See, second from the right, that's who works at the one that...
Oh, that is...
And there's a couple fellas at this Lush, too.
There's only one. Oh, there's two, yeah.
I think that
they got underwear on, though.
He's wearing a thong.
He's wearing a thong. Good for him.
It's a, like, a mustard-colored thong, too.
It might not have started out mustard-colored.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's... Huh.
He might be a bit behind on his laundry.
I mean, I will... I will say I appreciate, because this is a photograph of...
That seems like a more realistic story.
Yeah, regular looking
I have a
people.
Feeling that was Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... I like the fact that they got creative with it, and I like the fact that there's a chance you can see some side boob, but...
Are you a fan of the side boob?
I'm a fan of any boob I can get. Are you not a fan of the side boob?
I really don't give a shit about side boob or under boob. Whatever.
Okay. Does it frustrate you that you're not seeing the whole boob? Is that what's going on there?
I'm a fan of the nipple.
Okay. To the exclusion of the rest of the boob? Or?
Not to the exclusion, but who gives a shit? I mean, if you want to see side boob, there's plenty of pictures of people in bikinis everywhere.
Yeah. To be fair, if you want to see whole boobs, there's quite a few photos of those as well.
Where?
I'll show you later.
Okay. Let's wrap this up, then. There's titties to be leered at.
So, apparently, the Duggar family or whatever that has that TV show? They have, it's like 1,000 kids and counting.
Yeah, I don't think Bill Maher should have used that word on television. Yeah, I'm familiar with what you're talking about. Yeah.
Well, apparently there's a British version of it. So the British version of this family finally calls it quits at 20 kids because they've run out of names.
That's not the only reason. Because there's fucking refugees living in her vagina, too. That shit is like an underpass.
So she could smuggle humans. They had their first child at 14 years old. It's Sue and Noelle Radford.
She was 14?
I think they were both 14.
Were they married then?
I don't care. So she's pregnant right now, and the kid will join his 19 siblings and 3 dogs in a house with just one bathroom. They have to be showering together.
Is that bathroom called the living room?
I hope so.
They have to have one of those urinals that we talked about.
That pops up.
So how old is the oldest?
28. There's going to be a 28-year age gap between the youngest and the oldest. So by my powers of deduction, 28 years old.
So she's 42.
Yep. So she was 14 when it was...
Chris is 28. Okay, so there's a 5-year gap between Chris and Sophie. So my guess is they didn't plan the first one. Because that, it's 2 years, a year, 2 years, 2 years, a year, a year, a year, a year, a year, 2 years.
One of their kids...
1 year.
Died 28 weeks into the pregnancy, so... I mean, he was never made it out.
Hmm.
But he was named nonetheless. So they really only will have 19 children in the household.
Here's something that I have a question about. Why between number 11 and 12? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, when it shows their ages, they use the numbers and then they spell out the single digit ones.
I'm not real certain. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
Like we were talking about... podcasts. I like consistency.
Yeah. Well, so they also say that when they're trying to yell at one of their children, they have a hard time remembering the name of that child. Which
yeah.
I know at least 18 people, and I look at them and my brain goes, "That's Scott." And then it says things like
"That's more that's
God damn it," or
"That's more run. Olfactory senses kicking yeah. in though." You're like, "That is Scott."
Tom's of Maine.
My so my mother used to do that when we were a kid.
Have babies every 9 months.
Yeah, no, there's 4 of us. I'm from a family of 4, and every once in a while she would call out, be pointing at me and call me one of my brother's names. The fucked up thing is, so between about to get dark again. Between me and my immediate younger brother, there is a 5-year age gap. However, my mother was pregnant between us and miscarried, but they, like, I remember when I was a kid, they had like a ceremony, like we had like a little yeah. memorial service for Steven, and every once in a while my mother would call me Steven when she was, I'm like, don't call me the fucking dead kid's name.
That is really dark.
Yep.
Oh wow.
Yep.
Probably explains a lot about you.
Yeah, and then my buddy, to take it even further, my buddy...
Steven.
No, a good friend of mine, his brother passed away last year, and his brother's name was Steven, and about like a week and a half late, because I had this thought, and I talked to him, and I was like... And it wasn't in jest, but I was like, I've had this thought in my head for a week now, and I need to get it out now while we're talking, so I don't blurt it out at some point. I said, but it's weird that we both have dead brothers named Steven. Now I don't have to worry about accidentally saying it. And he's like, yeah, that is weird. Don't talk to me anymore. That's not true.
That was my former friend.
Yeah.
So yeah, this woman's vagina is basically a trash bag filled with dolls. And that's all I have to say about her.
Speaking of dolls, did you know that they're in Mexico City, there is an island of dolls.
I'm looking this up because this is the creepiest thing that's ever been said to me.
So there was it's like a little island, and this doll washed up.
Mexico City, Island of the Dolls.
Yeah, and this little girl had drowned in the water around it, and then this doll washed up, so then they tied it to a tree. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I'm never going to sleep again.
This is like, it's like This is what Rob Zombie masturbates to. But it's there's all these horrible dolls that have just like have moths.
All dolls are horrible for the record.
Right. And they're tied into the trees all around this island and they're
thousands of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one's covered.
That one's covered in like fucking mites or something.
Some sort of bugs.
Yeah.
This is oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's if you're listening to this and you have the internet, don't look this up.
No, no.
Even if
God, you find a new way to ruin my day every time we get together.
Yeah,
it used to be just your general presence, and now you've taken it to the next level.
Yeah, yeah. This fucking well, you know, it's like The Ring. Like this horrified me earlier today, so I had to pass it on so that I can get some sleep tonight.
Christ.
You want me to talk about my dead brother again just to kind of lighten things up?
Yeah, that might be nice.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
So we'll move on to a lighter topic, ISIS.
Yeah.
So ISIS has been hacked by an anonymous hacker. Anonymous, the group, not...
Right.
Yeah, not someone that they don't know the name of. Mm-hmm. Actually, they do know the online name of him. It's Wachuta Ghost. He's an anonymous affiliated hacker.
Sure is.
So he originally did this after the Orlando nightclub shootings where, like, I believe 50 people were killed at Pulse. The gay nightclub.
Yep.
And so he hacked ISIS. He hacked over 250 social media accounts tied to ISIS. He said it was super easy because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Cause,
right.
You know, pretty simple.
Yeah.
Not a lot of technology around those folks.
Not a lot of firewalls in caves.
No. Yeah. No. So he took those over and bombarded their meat. And he did it again recently. And once again, he bombarded all of their social media accounts with gay porn and gay pride.
Fuck. I love Gay Pride Month. That's
awesome. It's a good time.
You know what?
I got no problem with it.
If this offends... If anyone is listening to this and is offended by that, go fuck yourself. why are they going to queer up ISIS?
Yeah, the uber religious people really having a hard time with that one because they, in this country anyway, they don't want to be fans of ISIS and they don't want to be fans of fellas fucking.
Right.
But you gotta tip your hat. I mean, what?
You know that bunched up their dresses so bad when they saw that. This is not what we're about. Isn't it, though?
Yeah. I mean, they probably learned a few things.
Sure.
Because let's be honest, they're in the middle of... There's not a lot of women around them while they're out.
They probably didn't know that would happen to your anus over time.
They probably did.
Yeah, pink sock.
Because they fuck kids. I'm going to go out and...
do you know what I'm talking about?
The prolapsed rectum?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a linty pig sock.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. It's a bit linty sometimes. Depends on your wiping.
It's habits. Like if you mix up like a Cherry Garcia and brownie batter ice cream. That's kind of what it looks like.
Throwing the word batter in there makes it creepy when you're talking.
Mm-hmm. Almost as bad as the word drizzle. Fucking hate that word more than anything else.
Drizzle?
Hate it.
Really? I don't have any words that I specifically hate.
Well, because drizzle is always...
It's more the sound of it, right?
Well, it's always used to describe food to try and entice you. And they're like, took this lava cake and drizzled caramel over it. It sounds like someone...
Jerking off on it.
Or just leaking something out of their pores over it.
They're like, lactated this gooey juice all over your chicken.
The AC broke in the kitchen, so Frank was drizzling all over everything today.
I don't dislike the word, but I'm annoyed how often they use the word zesty.
I dislike Frank.
I like his Red Hot. Frank Red Hot. You don't like spicy food?
I do not.
A lot of girls that I know don't like the word moist.
Yeah, that's a trigger word for some people.
Do you not like the word moist? No. Okay. Sarah Jessica Parker over here does not like the word moist either.
I remember a friend of mine who I went to the movies with the other night, that's a word that she does not appreciate at all.
Huh.
Moist.
I do
like the word spackle a lot. Cobalt. They're both fun to say.
Cobalt?
Cobalt.
Huh.
Yep.
I agree with you on spackle.
Yeah.
Cobalt just seems like It makes me blue.
Facetious is fun to say. I see what you did there.
Yeah,
I facetious hate is fun to say, but every time I see it written out, I don't know what word it is for a second. I'm like, oh, right. Me, stupid.
Fascist? Yeah. Oh, shit. That doesn't mean that at all.
Yeah.
Do you have any other thing else to say about this this person doing the Lord's work by spreading gay porn?
No.
Okay.
Real fake products?
I almost bought something today for this, but then I actually picked up the product and was like, I'm not wasting money on this.
Do you want to tell me what it was? Or
yeah, I almost...
Are you never going to get it?
No, I'm never going to get it. I made that decision because I had never used one before.
A dildo, okay.
Yeah, a condom. no, those fucking fidget spinners.
Oh, fuck that thing in the mouth. I tried one while I was... Because they have them, I think, online at grocery stores and things like that as an impulse buy.
Right.
It was the least fun thing I've ever
They're
had.
They're heavier than I expected they them are. To be.
They spin a good, long, consistent spin, but they're not... You don't even really fidget with it. You just spin it and then watch it.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Why is that a big thing? How much was it? Do you know?
$6.99. And that was the thing, because I was like...
Too many dollars.
Because I was like, I'm going to have to buy one for each of us.
Yeah. That's 14 fruit leathers.
Yeah. God, it's multiple fruit leathers. There's a newer...
14. I did the math for you.
There's a newer... leatherier fruit leather. Yeah, I bought those too. There's fruit chunks in it.
Did anybody drizzle anything on it?
I didn't look at it that close.
Fruit chunks in it?
It's thicker. It's like a belt.
That's
I'm going to stitch together an apricot belt. Wear that later.
It's like a fruity olive loaf.
Yeah, I also discovered today that my favorite cashier at Trader Joe's does not shave her legs.
You have a favorite cashier?
I sure do.
Did that make her more or less your favorite?
Do you want the honest answer?
Of course I do.
More.
You're gross.
I
understand that this is like a social beauty thing that we've kind of foisted upon modern day women, and not by not really giving them the choice, but it's what I grew up with. I'm sticking with it.
Full disclosure, I'm about 95% sure she's a lesbian, which is part of why I find... Yeah. And I'm not talking about a lesbian like Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct. She's got a bunch of tattoos, doesn't wear makeup, dyes her hair purple, but
has hairy legs, and I guarantee you at that point the armpits are...
No, because I've seen her wear a tank top before. Wow, yep. This is getting into stalker territory.
Yeah, she's an idiot. Don't... I'm gonna go... which the one in Portsmouth?
No, far away.
Okay.
Well, sort of. And it's not even like a creepy sexual thing. We talked about taxidermy today.
Well, it's creepy in a different way.
Well, so I have a friend who does sculptures with animal bones that he finds. You just gave me a frightened look.
I wish you had a camera for my face there, because that was a legitimate facial reaction.
There's a gentleman
that he finds
in the woods.
He just wanders around.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have extensive woods on their property.
How often does he find bones?
All the time.
I've walked through the woods a fair amount in my life. I don't find bones that often.
I don't know. I have one of the because he puts them in shadow boxes. And kind of, display. I mean, he doesn't kill any of the animals, but he also he makes these little rune coin amulet. He takes antlers and saws them down so that they're like these little discs. Mm-hmm. It's just a cross section of it, and then he'll carve Nordic runes into them.
That's pretty cool.
She was wearing one of those, which was the... I was like, oh, I have a friend who does this, and she's like, oh yeah, we found a fox carcass, a couple months ago, and we tried our hand at taxidermy. We looked up some videos, and we learned how to do it, but I think we missed a couple steps because it's not quite right. But that was my...
Not quite right.
She said her exact words were, "It's a little crunchy." Yeah. What I'm saying is, there's a new fruit leather you can get at Trader Joe's.
It's made of dead fox that a woman found in the woods.
Yeah.
When I see roadkill or a dead animal of any sort, I'm not thinking, can I do with this? I should throw this in the back of my car and try my... It's one thing if you are a taxidermist or like this other gentleman that you're friends with. This is what he does. He knows what he's doing, roughly.
Sure.
This sounds like this crazy broad was just hijacked a carcass and...
Yeah.
Freelance taxidermy is an odd thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this product has nothing to do with that at all. So this company is being sued because they made drinkable sunscreen. So it's not just normal sunscreen. It's they make a lot of claims. It's called Osmosis Skincare, and they have their main product, I believe, is called Harmonized Water. It's bullshit. You drink this stuff and you're supposed to feel like, or you're supposed to be able to, I don't know, be resistant to the sun, not get sunburned.
Is but the you know theory what? Behind it that you sweat it out and then... No.
Okay, this guy is... I watched a video of this guy and he is a complete charlatan. He says it uses a form of radio frequencies called scalar waves.
Okay, this isn't real.
No, it's not real. Do you want to know why? Because people get fucking sunburnt when they grab this shit.
Hmm.
And so they're being... There's a class action lawsuit. I mean, look at this guy.
That's the T-1000.
Yeah. He might be. Yeah. Yeah, they have a whole line of skincare products. Yeah, they have a whole line of... His eyes He's are a got, bit unsettling.
Yeah, that is definitely... Robert Patrick, circa 1991.
Yeah. His eyes are too pale blue. But they have a whole line of cosmetic products that you drink that's supposed to be good for your skin. But the one that's falling under attack specifically is the sunscreen one, because that can be dangerous if you just go out and sit outside for 8 hours because you think you have sun protection and now you look like Pizza the Hutt from Spaceballs.
you're delicious, boss.
That movie is fucking amazing. Pizza sends out for you.
That movie's fucking stupid, but I love it.
Oh, God. It's probably the movie I watched the most times in my life, if I had to guess.
Jana, what's wrong with Wolfie? Wolfie's fine. Your step-parents are dead. That was my Terminator 2 throwback. Like,
I do not recall that portion of Spaceballs.
It's the scene where fucking Robert Patrick's at the house and the dog's barking because the dogs can detect Terminators. And he said, what's the dog's name? The dog's name is Max. So what's wrong with... And, you know, I'm explaining a deleted scene from the Terminator.
Yeah, we don't need to go into this. So anyway, don't purchase drinkable sunscreen. It has a shit ton of...
Especially if you're at the Island of Misfit Dolls in Mexico City.
Okay, it mentions in the article, and it has a link to Amazon for...
Knock her up? What was
you,
that?
You hold on. But it mentions that it has a ton of five-star reviews and a lot of likes and whatnot on Amazon. I just tried to click on the link.
And it says this page doesn't exist.
Yeah, exactly. But it's been out for 5 years, and people have been buying this shit.
Well... Who? Nickelback's been a band for like 14. People buy that shit.
They've really been out for 14 years?
Possibly longer. Why don't you...
I saw somebody... I never thought I would see this. I saw that a couple of years ago, a guy with a Nickelback tour shirt on.
Somebody's buying those fucking albums?
Apparently. But who would, A, go to the show and then, B, purchase a shirt as proof?
Someone who doesn't believe that porn should be on ISIS's
website.
That's
like the music equivalent of joining NAMBLA.
Possibly. Have you ever heard that video? Did I ever make you listen to that YouTube thing where it's the two songs, one is panned all the way to the left, one all the way to the right, and it plays at the same time, and it's the same fucking song? They're both Nickelback songs.
No. They like take out the words?
No. It's... like different lyrics, but it's the exact same. So after we get off the air, we'll have to look because it's amazing.
I'm interested in that.
It's called How You Remind Me of Someday. Yep.
All right. So we're going to move on to, since you already saw a little glimpse.
Real fake history. Yeah, bullshit.
So this, you mentioned earlier, you looked something up. What did you look up that was super creepy?
Island of
No.
No, it was before that.
Yeah, so you looked up something because you were wondering about it. And I looked up this because I was wondering, how did people get up and go to work before alarm clocks? I was like, how did I would have been late.
What line of thinking brought you to that question?
I was somehow thinking about technology and like what, how it helps us throughout our days.
I did think about that like 6 months ago when my phone died, because I've been using my phone as my alarm mm-hmm. clock for so long. I'm like, how am I going to get up for work? And then I was like, oh, wait, I own an alarm clock. I don't use it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big boy alarm clock. It's a Lego Boba Fett.
Not even joking.
I know that.
Somebody gave it to me. All right. Full disclosure.
Is this
two people gave me it? And so I sold one to a store. Which one did I sell? Which whoever person I'm talking to, I sold the other one. I honestly don't remember which one.
That's funny. So anyway, they had, at least in England, they had knocker-ups.
They sure did.
Or the knocker-uppers.
Yeah, you talked about them like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 deep.
So before alarm clocks were affordable or reliable, you would just get this guy in your town. He would just walk around with a baton or like a long bamboo stick if you lived on the second floor and just knock on your windows.
That is the best job.
Yeah. I want to know how they got up, but I assume they just stayed up throughout the night. They had a different kind of schedule.
Was it the first firefighter?
What? In
England, like way back when, like firefighters, like, no, never mind. It's the first police officers were like firefighters, because they were people who just patrolled the cities looking to see if buildings were on fire while people were asleep. And then,
oh, okay.
But they would witness crimes. So then they decided, they're like, these firefighters might need to, you know, diversify, and they split it up.
Yeah. So yeah, they wouldn't leave until they were sure that you were awake. So you'd have to come to your window. And once you were, they would just go to the next
house. Pretty sure the universal signal for I'm awake is
fuck you. Yeah. So they also had another job. Often they would use a snuffer outer. These people were really good at naming shit. And they would put out the gas lamps up and down the street once dawn came around.
Sure.
But I just thought that was pretty interesting. That was somebody's job, just to wander around, wake people up. I don't like waking people up. Like, I'm respectful of very few things, as people have probably come to.
Sleep is one of them, though.
Sleep is one of them. Whenever I've had roommates, like, I used to live on boats, so we would have bunks, so it would be a very small space, and, you know, there would be two of us in there. And I was always, like, a ninja whenever my roommate was sleeping, and I like to let people sleep, because I don't like being woken up.
I'm not a huge fan of it.
No.
Here's an existential.
Unless it's by a Boba Fett Lego alarm clock.
Or titties in your face.
Yes.
Here's an existential question to end our episode with. So let's just suppose human beings didn't require sleep. Like, we didn't have to recharge, like, yep. re-energize by sleeping 8 to 10 hours a night.
Jesus.
How much sleep do you get?
Probably.
I get like 5 or 6 at night.
Yeah.
Because there's fucking action figures to be photographed. Doing that at night. But so let's just say you didn't have to sleep. Like, human beings didn't sleep at all. Like, mm-hmm. wasn't required. Just eating your normal function. You could do that 24 hours a day without any loss of energy or anything. Would we live in homes? Like, would we have homes?
Oh, I didn't know where you were going to go with that, and you just blew my fucking mind. We would.
You think?
Now. Yes. And you are the exact personification. Yes.
But, and I understand your reasoning, but think about it. Like, I think, like, a lot of the unnecessary accoutrements, a.k.a. everything that I've ever spent money on, is because I'm like, well, this is my home. This is my safe place. This is where I can
be protected by Boba Fett.
Right, while I'm slumbering. And I'm like, if I'm here, I want to put some stuff that I like around so I can see it. But if I didn't ever have the need to do that, would I ever have that?
I still think so, because, I mean, I was off work today, and I spent the vast majority of the day at home.
Doing what, though?
Hanging out, you know, doing whatever.
Did you nap?
I did nap. Yeah, I napped.
So it's part of the sleeping thing.
For sure, but I also, rewatched Force Awakens.
Yeah.
I watched a couple other things, chilled around the house.
People should email us and tell us if they think we would have houses or not if we didn't sleep.
I want to do a little poll here.
Yeah, let's do a little fucking listener interaction.
Facebook as well.
Hey, Greg, why don't you write in and tell us what you think? Now, there's some. I got a friend request from one of your friends today, who I'm assuming just knew who I was from this there podcast.
Yeah, I don't know who you don't have to say who it was, but
knows a bunch of people that we know in common, but I don't ever.
I've had a couple people be like, I think I saw your co-host out and about, but
like,
I
kind of looks like a baked potato with arms and legs.
I didn't want to bother him. He is very,
he's bothering everyone else, so why not?
I don't want to get too close to his head. I wasn't sure how long he could support that thing.
Yeah.
So that's all we got, I think, so far. You've broken my brain. Now I got to think about the meaning of my house.
Yeah.
Check us out on Facebook, The Real Fake News Podcast on Facebook. We've got the Instagram, # Real Fake News Podcast.
And if you're looking to see fellas fuck fellas, it's isis.org.
Yeah. isis.edu.
Yep.
You might learn a thing or two.
Yep.
We're on Twitter, even though we're barely on Twitter, at The Real Fake News Pod, or Real Fake News Pod, I apologize. And send us an email.
Yeah.
We got that the naked protesting thing. I didn't find that myself. Somebody else found that. So that's...
Oh, we got sent something else by Doug Eddy, which we didn't talk about.
Well, what was that?
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't real.
Oh,
I did some research.
God damn it, Doug.
That's fine. It's going to be going on one of our themed episodes in the future. Fake news.
Stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Maternal fornicators.
That's what we're going to leave on.
Wait. Please wait. I see you did not heed my attempt to warn you. Sigh. Fuck it.